sickens me that we have to vote on this like this. You know, we've worked for several years to try to find somebody to save that building. We kind of encouraged Mr. Kohler to purchase the building at a tax sale and put a great deal of money in it, only to find out, Kurt knows, Kurt had provided an assessment to Harbin City that it was way beyond economically feasible to repair the building. And Mr. Kohler went out on a limb, and the interior walls of the building are rotted right down to the building. In fact, one of the main roof beams has cracked and started to collapse despite the fact that there was a new roof on it. But overall, I think this is yet kind of a reminder from the grave of the former code enforcement department's failure to address some of the building codes in the downtown. This is not the only building that was missed and is now has to be demolished because of a failed program. We hope that moving forward, that we don't have more buildings like this. Again, it's sickening to me that we have to vote for this, and that a building right in the heart of our downtown, our public square, was neglected by the employees of the city of Bradford who failed to do their job. So I will vote yes.
Can I add to that? I just want to speak on John Kohler's behalf. When he first bought the building, I walked through it with him, and I told him he should tear it down. And he's tried extensively to, we've drawn it for high-end apartments, for businesses, banquet centers, Section 8 apartments. We've tried every avenue. The OECD had a grant that they did a repurposing study that came back like $1.3 million for like four apartments. It's just, there's no way to bring that building back. So, I mean, I guess I feel like I want to point out that John tried his hardest, and I think that it sickens John as much as it does you, Mayor Reel, to bring it down, because he really wanted to see that thing come back.
We had heard many years ago there were issues with the building, but we were reassured by those who supposedly were doing their job that there were no issues, when in fact we find out later that there were, and they were ignored. So moving forward, we have to remedy this so something like this doesn't happen again.
Okay.